Oh, did you listen to the last episode? Music I had faded?
Oh, yes, I did, actually.
You like the music at the start? Something a bit different? And obviously you didn't listen to it.
No, I did.
It was a Zelda remix.
I did, but I skipped over.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the music was as well.
It was the Zelda remix.
The Zelda remix. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll play it for you.
Sick.
Yeah, play for you right now.
Actually, yeah. Wait, we're recording.
Fuck you then. All right.
I'm on the spot now. I'm very nervous.
As it comes in and...
Three, two, one. G'day everybody, how the fuck are you doing? My name's Mr. Dillinger, you are listening to... Fuck, what is it?
No,
I'm just joking. You're listening to Refuse Classification, Australia's number one podcast. I'm not talking about Destructoid's number one Australian unofficial podcast. I'm talking about Australia's number one podcast, hands down. If you don't listen to it, you're a fuckwit. Anyway... With me today, I have Dan Maskin.
Good evening. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you.
Good.
Fuck you.
Well, who the fuck were you talking to?
The audience.
Ah, well, right now we are your fucking audience.
Don't mind me, I'm just speaking.
Ta-da. Hello.
Yes.
I also have with me Puppy Fart, Puppy Licks, Robot
Puppy Licks. A.K.A. Robot Fart, A.K.A. your dad. How you doing?
Ah, so this episode, these two lovely gentlemen have decided to take a leap of faith and let me helm the reins. I don't know if I said that right.
It's about time.
Helm the reins. Yeah, that's it. It's Mr. Dillinger's time to host.
And
he's doing well.
You've reached that.
I'm actually very
growing in funny places, and it's time for the boy to step up and become a man.
It's like puberty all over again, except I actually never went through puberty.
You just grew up. You just came out with hair on your dick.
But anyway, we're here to discuss many things today, including the infamous fucking E3. But before we get to that, we're going to be discussing what we've been playing this week.
Correct.
And we will start with, not me, because I'm not important enough.
No.
But thanks for agreeing with me.
Correct.
That's all right. No one cares about you, son.
For that, you can be second, fuckface. What have you been playing this week? Or this fortnight, should I say, Puppy Licks?
Oh, where to start? All right. First of all, I have been playing a lot of Armored Core 4 Answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, at first I wasn't too impressed. Well, I thought it was all right, but, I thought, all right, you're done with it, that's it. But then, I really sort of came to appreciate it on my second playthrough when I had a lot more money and was able to just build whatever mech I wanted for any situation. I just really enjoyed it. It was like the Gran Turismo of robot games.
So it's not like... I haven't played it myself, so it's nothing like the MechWarrior Activision titles.
Nah, it's more like... The robots are more anime-styled, and you can customize everything. You can get new engines for it, body parts. Like, you can choose different arm types, leg types, head types,
cool.
Torsos, weapon loadouts, shoulder weapons, arm weapons. There's a shitload of customization. Then you give the robots a paint job, put stickers on it, do all this sort of shit. Then you take it out to actual missions, and it's fucking epic. Absolutely epic.
Speaking of mechs, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I watched a movie on YouTube because I was actually looking up like the top 10 worst films of all time, and someone put in their list this movie called Robot Jocks.
Robot Jocks! Fucking yes! That was a bit loud, but my God, I remember that movie when I was a kid. Oh, I used to faff to that shit. It was amazing.
What was the guy's name? The main guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. No, we have to. No, that's right. It's Achilles.
Achilles?
The guy's name is Achilles.
The main guy's name is Achilles. And the bad guy always goes, Achilles!
Achilles! Achilles! Fucking nostalgia bomb right now.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that game completely. Movie. I'm sure that was a game.
I watched that, and I was actually watching it thinking, for the time, this would have been fucking epic.
It was a movie about giant fucking robots.
Punching the shit out of each other.
They haven't done that since.
One of them, get tank treads or turn into a tank.
There was a scorpion one.
And another one had a rocket punch.
No, there was a scorpion robot.
There was a rocket punching up.
They need to remake another mech film. They really do. With today's technology,
they need a
mech warrior
movie.
Last I heard, they were making a Robotech film, and out of any anime, any robot-based film, I reckon that would be one that would actually translate really well.
No, I reckon
to live action.
I reckon a mech warrior movie would work really well.
It would. It'd be like a fucking...
Because it's all like politics and war.
Oh, they were actually
it could be
a
like
really...
the Saving Private Ryan of robot movies.
Well, it had a really deep storyline. The entire MechWarrior series really did, and that was fucking awesome. But anyway, we've been on this for long enough. What else have you been playing?
What else? I'll tell you what fucking
Yeah, here we go. Yeah,
Prototype. Woo. Oh my fucking God. I just got it today.
And he's jizzed.
I came buckets. I swear to God. I started up, the intro was just like, oh, this is fucking brutal. And then I'm like, all right, now to play the game. And, oh, dude, it is just, if anyone's played Hulk Ultimate Destruction, imagine like that, but with a whole lot of hallucinogenic drugs and speed. Yeah, it's so much fun. Like, if no other game that I've played this year, let alone in the last, well, apart from Ninja Gaiden 2, has made me feel like so much of a badass.
Uh-huh.
And I've only just started playing the fucking game.
I haven't even played it yet. All I've done is watch it, and I think it's Game of the Year.
Serious?
It is.
Well, maybe not Game of the Year, but it looks pretty fucking good.
The game got pushed back for almost a whole year, and that year has really made a difference. You can tell from early footage of it, like, they've really polished it up.
Yeah.
It just looks awesome.
Awesome.
And so yeah, if you love like free roaming action games and you love some over the top violence, if ultra violence is your bag, buy it.
Awesome.
Bag.
I'm not going to say that.
What?
I was just going to ask, can you rape anyone in it? But no. All right.
No. If by rape you mean punch your fist through their stomach and consume their entire body and then become them?
Yeah, that's what I do when I rape.
Well, you do end up. You are inside of them for a short amount of time. So metaphorically, yes.
Cool. You're inside them. Yeah.
Awesome.
And they don't want you there.
Moving on. Dan Maskin, what the fuck have you been playing?
Past 2 weeks, I have been playing Assassin's Creed. All the buzz about Assassin's Creed 2 has got me watching that, got me buzzing, and just got me saying, fuck yeah, I want to play this game again. So I got my hands on that, and it's been great fun. I've enjoyed it very much again.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, there's a couple of techniques which they don't teach you in any tutorials or even in the instructions, like air assassinations.
Mm.
I never did that once my first playthrough, and now I'm doing them all over the fucking shop. A couple of other bits and pieces as well, like...
Such as?
When you're fighting people, you can use your sword and you can counter with the sword or the dagger. You can also counter with just the wrist blade as well, which is fucking cool. Someone comes at you and lunges at you with a sword, you just push them out of the way and stab them in the eye with a blade hidden in your sleeve and throw them to the ground and people start screaming. Which is like, I love this game.
Yeah.
So, I've been enjoying that, and playing that made me realise that I've never played Prince of Persia, the new one.
Cool.
You got that whole Ubisoft itch.
So I actually stopped playing Assassin's Creed halfway and thought, fuck it, I'm going to grab a game which I haven't actually touched yet and play through that before I finish Assassin's Creed.
Amazing looking game.
Those games are good, but they both have one major flaw.
They're
not Prototype.
No, they're not. I understand that. But they're not Prototype. Flaws, I understand Prince of Persia is a very good game.
It is.
I have heard a lot of the complaints people have said about it, and I have to disagree with them on most of them, just out of personal preference.
Yep.
I think the design decision to have you not be able to die, at least by falling and by your own mistakes, is not a big thing, because it's almost exactly the same as respawning.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, all it's done, like, I've played through the game as well, all it does is save you time.
Yeah.
That's it.
So like, instead of dying and then respawning and then getting back to that point, it just resets you, and it adds an element that stays continuous, stays justifiable in the game. The only thing I argue with is when, like, you get saved during battle. It's like, you should die, you should be killed now, because you failed, and all it does is reset. Sure, it resets their life, but still, it, like, doesn't feel very justified. You need that punishment for at least losing by having a sword driven in your face.
It's a beautifully designed game.
Yeah. Oh, the game looks amazing. Yeah. Like, it's beautiful, and it doesn't feel... Like, this is my opinion of it. It doesn't feel like an action game.
Mm.
It feels like a platformer.
Yeah.
And the platforming it does fucking perfectly. Oh. I've never seen a game where you can flow from one level to the next, doing all these different acrobatics. The level design is amazing.
Prototype.
shut your face. But
man, you could just come out a fucking copy of that for me right now. Come on, blow off.
Blow. But it's now fine. The prototyping, the platforming is amazing, but the combat is really held back. It almost feels like it's just one big quick time event.
Yeah.
You're not really mixing up combos. You're not doing anything. You're basically pushing a combination of three buttons.
That's what Yahtzee, not to mention, bring him up, but that's what Yahtzee said. He said pretty much exactly that. Level design, everything, flawless.
Yeah.
Taking away the one thing he loved about the original Prince of Persia Sands of Time thing, which was the combat.
Yeah.
Can't and do all this acrobatic stuff.
Yeah, the combat in those early games were just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
But yeah, cool.
Even if the combat was closer to Assassin's Creed, people complained about that, saying it was too basic. I like Assassin's Creed because there is still a challenge. Yeah. They're saying it's too easy, but there is a challenge. There's multiple enemies. They're all coming at you at once, and it makes it cinematic while making it fun and still engaging. This really is just, okay, I've got this opportunity. I have to push A, and then X, and then Y.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. You did something cool. There was really not much else to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon if Prince of Persia had multiple enemies, instead of coming across one, it's all just one-on-one, even though it's one-on-two. If there were multiple enemies roaming around, the combat would be a lot better.
How unfair is that? It's always one-on-two.
Yeah, what can you do?
Sure enough, they're shadow demons from hell, but still.
Yeah, but there's two
of
much.
You against one of those, and all they can do is swing a goddamn fucking sword. You've got magic, you've got a gauntlet.
And you've got some bitch who resurrects you every time you fucking die.
You
what
cannot
have?
Die! So,
you've automatically, one, you can sit there and just wait out the bad guy. You can walk away, leave your controller, sit there, and the guy will just try to kill you over and over again. And Alika will just keep resurrecting you.
Cool. So it's good if you get a phone call.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah. But let's see, what else? Nothing. Team Fortress, that's about it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I haven't finished Sam and Max yet, that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Cool.
What about you, Moses? Dillinger. Captain Fappalot.
Oh,
what have
fuck.
You been playing?
All the other fucking nicknames that I have. Well, I've actually been playing Assassin's Creed as well, in the hype that number two is looking absolutely fucking amazing.
I gotta admit, I'll just butt in here for one second and say that when I first heard that, he's gonna have two blades in both wrists, or one blade in each wrist, I'm like, it's kind of like
Hollywood,
a bit wank.
It's
just your sequel formula. Number one, he's got one blade. Number two, he's got two blades. Oh my god, he has two balls. It's all fucking perfect. But then I saw the video of them demoing it, and there's two guards standing next to each other, and he comes up and just chinks them both in the face with both blades at the same time. I'm like, that's kind of cool. I'm sure they'd set up lots of chances for you to do that.
I can just see the cover right now. It's probably just going to be him holding up two blades with Assassin's Creed and the two blades just sticking up underneath. Oh, there you go. Fucking as I predicted. But other than that, I've been playing. By the way, when we were talking about just the graphic or the interface, Assassin's Creed, that interface that they have to actually get into a game is fucking amazing.
You mean as
you're lying in that fucking
the Animus.
Animus, yeah, and you can just look around and pick what you want to do. I think that's a fucking great interface, man.
Look, I fucking love any game that justifies the UI.
Yeah.
And that does it perfectly. Mm-hmm. The only UI that's not consistent with the game is the opening screen.
Yep.
And that's completely forgivable. The rest of it is set in the real world, and I'll fucking they earn massive points
for that. Dead Space did the same thing. The Prince of Persia Sands of Time, even though it didn't justify the interface, it did justify another game mechanic. I really like how you say when game mechanics are justified, it justified the whole continue system by the fact the whole game was the prince telling the story. It was him reminiscing.
The original Prince of Persia. Sands of Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he'd die and he'd be like, oh wait. At the continue screen, he's like, wait, it didn't go like that. Hang on, let me start again. Or if you pause it, he's like, do you want me to continue the story?
So you can almost imagine him saying, oh yeah, and then a giant thing came out, stabbed me in the face, and I fell down a well. That didn't happen at all.
Hang on,
of course it didn't, because I'm here talking to you.
Of course not. Right. Let me put this scotch bottle down, and I'll talk about it again.
But other than that, I've been playing Eternal Sonata. Now, I heard a lot about that from a few people.
The Chopin game.
The what?
Chopin.
Yes. And Chopin. I'll tell you what, you know that ultimate question of whether you would rather be blind or deaf? I always said that I would rather be deaf than blind. But playing this game would make me think that if I was to actually be deaf, I would be missing out on a hell of a lot, because the game is focused around music. And I'm not talking about, you know, all different kinds of retro hip music now. I'm talking about classical music and all its fucking wonder and beauty, and it's amazing how much of a fag I sound like right now. But
you are a wog, it's all right.
That's okay. But I look, if I went to see Andrea Bocelli, and for all you people out there who don't know who Andrea Bocelli is, go and fucking look him up, because without eyes, he can sing the fucking pants off anyone. And yeah, I'm talking anybody.
Well, I've got a pretty good way to kill your complete argument right here.
Oh, here we go.
You can't hear tits.
True. You can't hear tits.
Like, but you can feel tits together. But you can feel tits.
Eternal Sonata does not have tits in it, alright? So, like I said...
Hey, doesn't, oh, wait, this game's made in Japan. It doesn't have tits.
It's... well, look, from what I've played it's so far, it doesn't have tits. So it's an artistic
tits
game.
Tits have no place.
So, right. I'm sure Queen's Blade Spiral Chaos is an artistic
Are
game
Are you bringing
as well
up Queen's Blade? Oh, my God. Oh, that's a nice game.
I haven't played it.
It is made by the same guys who made that Robo Battle Wars.
Super Robot Wars. Yeah, that's a great game.
Is it?
Too.
Is it made by the same guys?
I don't
guys?
Know. Is it?
Because it's just.
Is
complete
it? Maybe it's published by the same people, because Atlas published a
okay,
lot of
Okay, sorry.
Stuff.
We'll let Moses finish.
Yeah, sorry.
Look, other than that, in anticipation, because of all the E3 titles that have been released, I went and bought myself a copy of Splinter Cell Double Agent. I haven't started playing much of it yet, but it looks pretty fucking promising, and I've heard that you can play through it and then play it through it again totally differently.
Yeah, you got like the two factions you can please or piss off,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to getting into that.
Nothing wrong with a bit of replayability. Yes.
Yep. And other than that, I've just been playing a heap of old Sega Mega Drive classics, just like Sonic the Hedgehog and
which Sonic?
Samurai Showdown 2. Fuck me. Me and my mate Pete, who we've mentioned a few times.
Yeah,
in
well,
this podcast.
I think we should bring him on the show. Sometime.
No, we need to. Yeah, all right, we do. But we played that. We had the option of playing that or a brand new game that we hired. I forget what the game was, but that's the point.
That's
we
exactly.
Didn't end up playing. We ended up getting on Xbox Live Arcade and playing Samurai Showdown 2 for fucking hours. All
right, we've got to make a deal.
Yep.
If you and Dish Pete can get on there sometime, if you want to play. Get a game off live. This is a game I've been dying to play on live with online with some friends, because I think it's 4-player.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Slug 3.
For sure.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if it's... I hope it's
Metal Slug 3's on XBLA?
Yeah. And Metal Slug 3 is the best out of the lot.
Yeah. Is that the one where you turn into a zombie?
That's the one...
Is that the one where you zombie blood?
Yes. And the giant enemy crabs...
And you become a fat
massive
cunt.
Damage.
Yeah, I'm shit. You're not giant enemy crabs.
Can't you become a fat cunt in it as well? Like something happens and you walk around.
And
like
you
a fat
shoot
cunt?
Fat bullets because
because you eat too much.
Oh yeah,
it's like because like there's power ups and there's chicken and there's food everywhere, but if you eat too much food at once, then you
become a fat ass. But fatty. Your bullets are fat as well.
All right.
So yeah, that's it. We'll have to get that.
Okay, now I don't know whether this would classify as the RC Spotlight, because we're going to be discussing it for pretty much the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll make it the Spotlight.
Yeah, the Spotlight. So let's do the fucking spotlight.
Yeah, let's do it right now. The whole episode can just be a big Spotlight.
Oh wait. We'll also do a break so we can look at this Queen's Blade video and we can all understand where we're coming from.
You want to do that
cool.
now?
All right, this is our break. This is our RC Spotlight.
Suck a dick.
Everyone gonna pause it or not?
Are we pausing?
No.
Fuck it. Alright, Sammy, look at this. Tits.
Alright, coming back.
Alright, we're coming back.
There's more to the trailer. There's at least
more? There's more tits?
20 seconds. Quiz, Spider Blade, Chaos. We have anime titties.
Alright, and we're coming back in 3, 2, 1. And we're back.
Welcome back.
Oh my god, man. Tits. We saw lots of them. I'm happy they had individual movement. Big, like triple D size.
Why can't
tits.
I get a
Yeah, that's what you get in Super Robot Wars as well, but my god, that was.
Are
just...
they metal? Like metal tits?
No, they're tits.
They're android
tits. Boobies. Oh, actually, one of them is an android. So yeah, she's got android
but
tits.
Her power level is judged on the fact of how much of her breast she has exposed.
Would you, yeah. if like,
why wouldn't she just walk around massively topless the entire time?
Because she can only activate it for short amounts of time, and she becomes really bubbly and like cheerful.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder so, why. Like,
she pulls her tits out. She becomes really, really happy.
Yes.
Okay, people. We're 24 minutes into this podcast. We haven't even gotten into what the main 24. Thing is about. Well, I got 24.
Really? Yeah, but that's like pre-recorded.
I got 24.
Well, anyways,
because you've been 29? Recording for longer.
Yeah, but we've been talking shit beforehand. Free show, son. Anyway.
All right, the big one, E3, just hit us, and fuck me, they really did hold off until that actually came through. There's been a lot of titles that have been announced. There's been a lot of different changes for consoles that's been announced that are in the works and that are pretty much almost complete. So we're just going to have a big discussion about that. Hopefully you guys agree with us. If you don't, go fuck a cock. We don't care.
Go.
I can remember last week we were talking about the amount of announcements that were coming up before E3, and we're like, "What the fuck have they got left?"
Yeah,
like there's nothing left for them to talk about.
Would you like to go over the list?
Well, I will. Okay, fuck it. I made a list of just some of the notable announcements of E3, not counting the big software and hardware announcements of the new Xbox, PS3, and Wii systems.
Wait! Before we start this, what we should do if you've got a list? We'll dedicate 5 minutes to talking about each one, and I'll time it.
Really?
Yep.
Lord. Okay.
All right.
It's a fucking long list. Nah, seriously.
Oh, that's good, because 5 minutes isn't really a long time, so I reckon we'll be able to get through it.
There's a long list. Oh. Add up 5 minutes times
ready?
Like...
Just, all right, we'll get ready to go over the list.
We'll determine importance ready? As soon
no,
as
right. First, I'll just go over the
well,
list.
Well, yeah, so all let's right. just say, all right, last episode we talked about so many games that have been announced. What the fuck else could they announce?
Yeah.
Daniel? What games could be announced?
Okay, so far I've got... There's a brief list. I know I've missed a lot here, but Assassin's Creed 2, Metal Gear Rising, Metal Gear Peace Walker, Pixel Junk Shooter, Left 4 Dead 2, Splinter Cell Conviction, Metroid Other M, Forza 3, Final Fantasy 14, the PSP Go, God of War 3, MAG, that's Massive Action Game or whatever the fuck you want to call it, Mario Galaxy 2, Super Mario Wii, Bioshock 2, Modern Warfare 2, Arkham Asylum, Heavy Rain, Brutal Legend, Lords of Shadow, what else? Rock Band, Beatles, Guitar Hero, Van Halen, and lots of other stuff.
Okay, 2 minutes to each thing that we'd consider to be unimportant, 5 minutes to the topics we consider important.
But, without a doubt, this has been one of the most fucking amazing E3s. I didn't have much hope for it at all. I knew it was going to be the big spectacle, but I didn't. I thought they'd have two, maybe three big announcements.
And where the fuck was RC's invite? Huh? Where the fuck was Refused Classification's
next
invite?
Next year.
Yeah, about that. I kind of lost some mail last week.
You're a dick!
See? To all you Destructo listeners who don't think much of us, we got an invite, but this fuckwit lost it.
Yeah.
All right. But,
E3 just blew me away completely.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking, could not have expected anything as big as what we've presented.
Can I actually say, start with the thing that blew me away the most?
Yes. Do it now.
Putting games aside, and I know the whole motion capture thing is something that people look differently upon these days, mm-hmm. but what I saw Xbox doing for their motion capture absolutely blew me the fuck away. I watched just the bits and pieces of how the kids... the kid scans in his fucking skateboard and it's in there and everything like that. It might not work as...
I'm pretty skeptical of that part.
Yeah.
Because, right. I mean, yeah. Hey, perfect high-quality skateboard. Your skateboard's now in the game. We completely ignored your fingers, which are totally in the way there because we're using technology. I thought that was a bit of wank, and a lot of the video I thought was wank.
That video, the individual video of her walking with that kid, and her walking to the lake.
Her reflection. I do not take any of that.
Nah?
At all.
You think that was all?
It's Lionhead, for God's sake.
It's what?
Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, I knew that was Peter Molyneux, that bald, weird-looking matchhead faggot.
Yeah, he is the king of spin. Like, he's... That video was pretty much, as far as I know, just completely fabricated.
See, look what you've done, Peter Molyneux. You've built yourself up to be so much of a shit-talker that no one gives a fuck about what you
ever
have to say.
Ever since Black and White, he's been talking shit.
But how fucking good a job did he do with hyping up Black or White?
Oh man, I loved Black or White regardless of
whether it was... It was a great game, but that game came out, it was getting scores of 98 And then 6 months later, people looked at it again and said, hang on, why did we give this 98? We were just sucked into the hype fucking completely. It has a cool mechanic. There's some cool things which are done, like, really, really well. Like, the animal AI is fairly impressive for what it is.
Mm.
But the game itself is quite frustrating and quite boring. There's not a lot to it.
Yeah.
Like, very, I never creative. Finished it.
Yeah.
I tried.
All it became was a resource management game with, like, one unit that can actually do anything. Everyone else is like, we need more food.
We're starving. I used to pick them up and piff them. Fuck off.
You're hungry now, bitch.
Does anybody remember playing Black or White? There was this little guy. He was like, you can't get me, or you can't catch me. I won't do what you say. And he was a fat little bastard. Yeah. And you'd piff him, and he'd just run back to the spot where he was. And he'd keep doing the same thing and annoying the fuck out of you.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Could you just get the creature?
Yeah, I think you have your creature kick the shit out of him.
Yeah. You have to fucking try and con him into something. I don't know why. Anyway, we're getting off topic here. E3.
Yeah,
the motion capture thing, it actually quite impressed me from what I saw. But as we stated, Peter Molyneux was the guy who was fucking bringing it to our attention. So you take it with a grain of salt. Anyway, moving along.
You listen to what a few sites, including Kotaku, wrote up about their impressions of the Natal system being tested on Burnout Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the video. I thought, yep, bullshit. Full of fucking crap. Like, you can hold your hands out like that and use them as a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Their report says, it works.
Yeah.
And it's surprisingly, like, realistic and surprisingly precise. Holding your hands out to pretend you're holding a steering wheel, putting your foot on the ground, pushing it forward or back to activate accelerator or brake, putting your fucking hand to an imaginary stick shift and pushing it forward to activate boost.
The thing is, when I'm gaming, I don't want to fucking do all that shit. If I want to do all that shit, I'll get in the car and I'll fucking do it. Maybe I'm not going 1,000 kilometres an hour.
Look, I've heard people give that argument before, and it's fucking wank.
It's not wank. I mean, it's true.
You're telling me that if you're playing a game like Forza or Burnout, and someone said, play it with a controller, or play it with this $300 steering wheel, you're like, I'd like to do the steering wheel. Yes. Now this is giving you the steering wheel without you having to buy the steering wheel.
It's not about how much the controller is.
It's not the steering wheel.
It's about whether I can be fucked.
It is an imaginary steering wheel.
Yeah, but if it works as precise as Kotaku was saying, that like it is, like better than using a fucking Wiimote turned on its side.
But at the time,
then why not?
You get
if it works, like, okay, admittedly, it could be bullshit, but if it works as well as they say it's going to work.
Mm.
I don't see it.
What is wrong with that?
Unless that
playing an airplane game holding an imaginary joystick.
Unless that remote control that's coming out for the Xbox, that one-handed controller, if that works hand in hand with the Natal system, I could see it maybe working. But because there's no extra functionality apart from your body, and that's it. And you know, like they said with Burnout, you can only put your foot forward. For just on and off acceleration. If you want to fine tune stuff, if you want finer controls, you can't do it. So in the end, all you have is waggle, which is the same sort of shit. All it detects is movement. You don't have finer controls.
I know, but that's different. No, that's not true at all. Because this calculates your position of your hands to an imaginary fucking axis.
But that's not my...
That's what I'm saying. You can still steer, but what if you want to... press a button. What? Imagine if you're in a game that you drive and shoot. What if you're driving and you want to press a shoot button? All of a sudden you can't because your hands are there. If you only like kick your leg out. Now, this is why I think that the what's it called?
Motion capture.
A Sony's motion control device could work better because it still has the full depth control, but it's a controller as well for the so you have buttons.
Yeah, you've got your triggers, you've got your buttons, you can have a joystick if you need it, but you've still got the one-to-one translation of movement between your controller and your body with the fucking avatar
and
in the game.
That's another thing with Natal, doesn't measure depth.
Look,
I don't know how well it does. It measures your body frame.
So it does do. Who cares about depth when you can see the bottom of your avatar's shoe?
Bam!
Bam!
There it is.
My main argument in this is that there's going to be days where I come home from work and I can't be fucked standing up and doing all this shit. All right? I want to sit down.
Cunt.
All right? I'm not a lazy cunt. Fuck yeah, I fucking... Fuck. All right, fair game. I am a lazy cunt.
Well, I understand but at least if you've got the option.
There has to be times...
You can play it with a controller or you can say, switch it to Natal and play it.
So like, you have the option.
Well, let's face it, it's a long
you
time.
You can play Burnout with a controller, can't you? Yes. I don't see why any game they try to implement Natal they couldn't play with a controller.
I don't know,
unless
man.
Unless it's like that volleyball bullshit or...
Oh, I mentioned that.
But anyway,
Dead or Alive Extreme with Natal.
We've got a big list to move through.
Confirmed. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball 3 with Natal support.
Make those boobies shake.
Just hold here for a second. I'm going to go and masturbate to the thought of that, all right? Nah, but all right, quick. We're going to get through this list.
Get Team Ninja on the phone. Get Team Ninja on the phone now.
You mentioned the PS3 technology, and to me that looks fucking amazing. It's what they promised the Wii would be when the Wii was first announced. Yeah. They told us it was going to be that, and it turned out to be waggle bullshit. They actually tested and demoed the PS3 technology. Like, if you've seen the video on game trailers where he's holding two remotes, one remote is the character's shield, the other fucking remote is the character's sword, and it works perfectly, one-to-one. This character's shooting arrows, this character's coming towards him, he's putting up his shield, he's moving it in any what way, he's belting characters with the sword, with the shield, he's stabbing or swiping or doing whatever with the sword, and it was working, exact.
You know what the perfect control scheme for that would be?
What?
Like those controllers, but they should have a trigger each, a stick each, and maybe an extra button or two each.
As far as I know, the controllers have a set of buttons and a D-pad and a trigger.
No, it needs
I'm
a stick.
I'm not sure if they have a stick.
An analog stick for each one, a trigger, an analog trigger for each one, and maybe one or two extra buttons.
Enough of the hardware. Assassin's Creed 2.
All right, let's move on to the games.
Yeah. Okay. Assassin's Creed 2, I didn't see too much of it. I saw a bit of a gameplay video, and yeah, it looks great.
That looks good.
You got two blades. You can take people's weapons. It pretty much what they've promised is that you can have a lot more variety in the gameplay.
Awesome. I heard they're taking away a lot of the fucking boring ass shit that they had in the Assassin.
Making more.
Well, that's it.
Missions.
A lot of people felt like, okay, I'm in a new city. I have to do recon. I have to interrogate people. I have to pickpocket. Then I have to assassinate. And then I have to escape. Then I do the same thing in a different city. Yep. Which is fair enough. Like, I enjoyed that, but I can see people's complaints, see people's flaws when they expected something a lot bigger and a lot more free.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to give you a lot more freedom, a lot more options to carry out your mission with. Mm. Plus, I think there's a little bit more linearity as well. Yeah. Like, a few more stories are going to be woven into linear missions rather than just saying, okay, assassinate this guy.
They show the climbing the towers thing and shit like that, like in Assassin's Creed 1, how
you
climb it all.
You get to use Da Vinci's glider.
Fuck me. Yeah. They really thought of it all, haven't they?
Yeah.
All right, Metal Gear Rising.
They haven't shown shit, apart from the fact that it's now confirmed that character is not Grey Fox, but it is Raiden.
I knew it! I fucking knew it!
I was hoping it was Grey Fox, because like, what the fuck's he got an eye patch for? Raiden has two eyes.
Maybe it's set after Metal
maybe
Gear.
Maybe it's supposed
Raiden
to.
Raiden is back.
But Raiden was like, he retired. He's like, Raiden. I'm never leaving you alone again. Ha! Yeah. It's fucking.
Didn't that happen at the end of Metal Gear Solid 2?
Yeah, but who? Yeah. No.
Plus, like, their catchphrase was, Raiden is back.
People.
Back from what? Back from being a fucking pussy beaten bitch.
Family man.
This is Hiro Kojima we're talking about here. All right.
And he went home and became a family man.
Maybe it's his kid. Maybe it's like. Raiden Jr.
This is Kojima we're talking about here, people. I mean, Raiden could have been raped by dolphins in the fucking second game and ripped apart by sharks, and he'd still be back.
It could be anything. Like,
it practically was.
Actually, that's it. We'll just say it's Kojima we're working with, so it could still be anyone.
Yeah.
And they could just be fucking with us.
Still, complete, just full-on balls-out action game using Raiden as a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Playing as Raiden, like, no one wanted to play as Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 2. Now people actually want to play as him again, so...
We'll see.
We'll see how we go.
We'll see.
Left 4 Dead 2, what have we got for that one?
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Do you reckon it'll be just the same one, just with different levels?
It looks like they've really sort of tightened it up. It's as if Valve took their team aside and said, alright, Left 4 Dead, you happy with it? If we gave you, like, you know, another year to add on to it and improve what you've done, what would you do? And this is what they've come up with.
Yeah.
Day and night cycles, melee weapons, new enemy classes.
The one complaint that I always had about it was that, I know it's supposed to be a fast-paced game, but it just seems like the whole fucking thing is in fast forward. I don't know if you guys picked up on that.
It's very frantic.
And it kind of ruins it because, you know, 1 minute... you'll be looking this way, and then you hear a fuckload of zombies coming up behind you. You don't even have time to turn around.
Unless you push the 180 button.
Unless you push, yeah, the 180 button. But even then, they're still in front of your face, raping your fucking...
Well, that's it. It's the game's not a, like, George Romero zombie game. It's a 28 Days Later style. It's a Danny Boyle.
They need to make an open world Left 4 Dead.
I've got two things I want to say about Left 4 Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, firstly, to all the people who are boycotting it and all the people who have complained saying, you're not supporting the original game. This is too soon for a sequel. What are you doing? They're just milking the franchise. Now, I say to you, looking at everything that Left 4 Dead is bringing, Left 4 Dead 2 is bringing, upgraded graphics engine, so now zombies actually take damage, they lose limbs, melee weapons, new levels, new characters, apparently more of a storyline, so... and new kinds of levels, new environments,
the old missions weather. Are still provided, the old maps.
Yeah, the old maps are provided as well.
And Left 4 Dead 1 is still being supported, Valve confirmed.
But regardless of that, this is a sequel. They're saying it's not a legitimate sequel because it's come out too soon. What more would you fucking expect from a sequel?
Yeah.
It was like, honestly, if they're like 3 years from now, if they were to bring out Left 4 Dead 2, if like next year they were to bring out Left 4 Dead 2 instead of this year, what would you expect from it other than what they've already fucking
thing
promised?
Is, it wasn't that big a game. Like, in terms of size, the game was actually quite limited. I mean, it was four people, you get into a level, you kill zombies. So,
there was like
with that,
five missions, which is split up to like four or five chapters.
With that size of game, you got to expect that the sequel would come a lot sooner than if it was a massive game that would take a lot more, longer to actually...
Apparently, they started development on Left 4 Dead 2 the day Left 4 Dead 1 was released. So you can't give them too much crap.
Well, that just means they were getting prepared. They were actually on the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? No That's point it. In cracking the shits about that. Anyway.
One more thing about Left 4 Dead.
Yep.
People are complaining about being released as a not an expansion but a full sort of full price release. You could argue that Left 4 Dead should never have been sold as a full price release in the first place. It's a great game, don't get me wrong, and it's a lot of fun, but you compare it to Team Fortress 2, or you compare it to Half-Life. It's on the level of Team Fortress 2. It's a multiplayer experience. It's not a linear game. It's not a fucking substantial story. It's giving you an experience.
So
the same as Team Fortress 2 gives you an experience, but it doesn't give you a cohesive story or cohesive plot.
That experience is solely relative to who you're playing the game with.
Exactly.
So you reckon it should have been released in a bit of a, like, similar to the Orange Box, in a bit of a pack where it has that.
Either in a pack or at a lower price. It shouldn't have been, should not have been
released. I agree with that. That was the main thing
game.
That turned me off. People was telling me, grab it. And I'm like, man, that's how
and
I saw it.
The only
Team
way
Fortress.
I actually purchased it is because it wasn't full price. I got it when it was marked down, and I got it with a trade-in as well. I really shouldn't be doing trade-ins.
And they really should have lowered the price. Because look, just recently it was reported that Valkyria Chronicles, that's apparently a great game for the PS3, but it's having trouble selling. They dropped their price, and since they've dropped their price, their sales have increased by 400%.
Yeah, but that's an RPG. That's a big game.
It's not an RPG. It's like a strategy RPG / third-person shooter.
Still, it's a game that would probably be worth the price of a full game.
Yes, but that shows just the difference that people are unsure about.
I'm not talking about being unsure.
How much of a difference
not being worth
the
money.
But I'm saying how much the difference a price drop can make. So if Left 4 Dead was a lower price, then they probably would have made a shitload more money on it.
I don't think it would have made any difference. Left 4 Dead was still one of the highest selling titles on the PC.
The way I see it,
it
was the Destructoid's game of the year.
You probably missed my point. I'm just saying it's not worth what they charged. They should have charged less.
Oh, I know.
Well, I'm just saying that,
I'm
agreeing with you.
Experience.
I'm agreeing with you, and I'm saying that, if they had charged less, they probably would have sold more copies than they already had, because both Mr. Dillinger and myself chose not to buy a copy because we felt that the price just didn't make it worth it.
Yeah, that's true. Look, in my opinion, anything that has a very well thought out single player campaign is worth lashing out your money for, because you don't have to get online, you don't have to get Xbox Live, you can play it on your own.
Yeah,
in
you
your
can
own
play
time.
It on your own, and you're guaranteed to have the experience that was intended.
Exactly.
Whereas if you play full price for Left 4 Dead, and you try and play it for weeks, and like 80% of the matches you get are with shitheads, you're not going to feel like you paid your money's worth.
Yeah, That's fair enough.
It's like Shadowrun. That died in the ass because it was multiplayer only.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Splinter Cell, Conviction. What do we think?
I was pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised. I was thinking, oh, you know... Well, people were bitching saying it was going to be a Bourne ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
And it, man, they've definitely, like, proved that this is a Splinter Cell game.
Awesome.
But it kind of is a Bourne ripoff. But if anything, it's everything that Bourne should have been.
But they showed everything that... Like, the early footage back when he had the emo haircut and stuff. Everything they showed said Bourne. He was fighting out in public, pushing cops into coffee tables and shit like that. And yeah, everyone looked and said, this is
Does Bourne. He have insomnia?
No.
Then how the fuck is it ripping off Bourne? Tell them to go fuck themselves.
But insomnia? Now that they showed...
You mean amnesia?
Idiot.
Insomnia.
I can't sleep.
Sorry, that's,
I have
that's,
to shoot people.
That's an Al Pacino film, sorry.
But, yeah, the footage they showed at E3
fuck me,
really sort of set itself apart. They got rid of the emo haircut and they said, all right, you think it's a Bourne game? This, like, they sort of mixed that element in still, but they just reminded everyone, this is still fucking Splinter Cell.
Dillinger, have you seen the trailers or have you seen the footage for the game?
I've heard a lot about it, though.
Looks very interesting. This looks like they've put style as their main kind of point for the game.
Can I quickly just, before, like, go back to one of the games that we were speaking about previously, just cut it back?
Why not? You're the host.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just going to say, I heard that Kojima's actually going to be releasing Metal Gear to Xbox 360 as well.
That's Rising. Metal Gear Solid Rising is being multi-platform.
Yeah. In fact, he announced it at the Xbox keynote.
I heard, I don't know if this is a blatant rumor or what, but I also heard that he was remaking the entire Metal Gear franchise for Xbox 360.
I think that's a rumor.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
That's a rumor. Unless Rising is... Because there's been rumors that Rising goes through, like, quite a few different time frames.
All I need to say is eat shit to all you hardcore PS3 fans. And also for Final Fantasy... Because that's a multi-platform release as well.
Well, let's
which
face
was intended
it.
To be a PS3 release.
Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3.
Are you an Xbox fanboy?
I'm not an Xbox fanboy.
You're
I just
Xbox
no.
Fanboy.
I'm not an Xbox fanboy. I just
heard it here first.
I just dislike. Don't get me pissed off. I explained
that's
to
the
you.
Idea.
I explained to you why PS3 is something that I or the PlayStation is something that I have always had a grievance with, and that's because they blew one of my all-time favorite from. Being young game developers out of the fucking
Sega,
yeah,
they killed the dream.
It because it was because of them appealing to the casual gaming market the way Nintendo is now.
No.
That
they didn't kill the Dreamcast. The consumers, the public, killed the Dreamcast.
Yeah, well,
not
Sega
buying enough Dreamcasts.
Dreamcast.
But I, hang on,
they made
you,
a great
you
product
were,
and marketed it like
you're
shit.
You're bringing up the rumor that Kojima is going to bring the whole series to the Xbox.
That's what I heard.
But Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 are already on the Xbox.
Well, there you go.
He released a version for both Metal Gear Solid Sons of Liberty and Snake Eater.
But that's what I don't get. That's what I don't get.
Versions as Kojima, well, with extra shit.
Wasn't Kojima dedicated to having the Metal Gear franchise dedicated to the PlayStation?
No.
Yet he remade...
No. Like, they always come first on the PlayStation, but then releases an enhanced
Because they were remade on the GameCube, the Twin Snakes, and then number...
Yeah,
like
yeah
said,
he made
two
Twin
three.
Snakes. There was Metal Gear Solid 2, then it was Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance, and then it was Subsistence.
But why
was
Metal
was
Gear
Snake
Solid
Eater?
4 a sole PlayStation 3 release?
Well,
Kojima claimed that it was hardware restrictions.
Uh-huh.
Chances are it was probably some sort of exclusivity deal, because the fight with Sony and Microsoft was getting really nasty, and it still is, basically.
Yeah.
Even then, Snake Eater came out, on, well, it was announced for Xbox, probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years after it was released on PS2.
Mm. That's how he works. He focuses on one build, and he tries to make it the best damn build he can. Then the team gets on porting it. I suppose he feels like that way they can just focus on making the game great other than splitting the team in half.
And really, the second they announced Metal Gear Rising for both PS3 and 360, everyone shut the fuck up about Metal Gear Solid 4 coming to 360. It's like, oh, okay, we're happy.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome.
Pretty much.
We'll deal.
He's done.
All right.
Playing favourites.
Probably my most anticipated release that was actually announced before E3, but they actually brought out a bit of new footage for it, was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yes, that game
now
was
that,
good.
Like, if it's anything
Which
like Call of Duty
this?
4...
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Call of Duty 6, Modern Warfare 2, Liverpool 0.
Stealing Yahtzee's jokes.
Stealing Yahtzee's jokes. He won't hear it anyway.
Yahtzee. It's all right. It's all right.
He's Australian.
Ah, well, fuck
if him. He has a problem, we'll bring him on the show.
on the show and debate it with us, all right?
What did you think of the footage?
I thought it was very fap-worthy.
Fapped especially hard to the fact that the mentor position of Captain Price has been filled up by Soap now. Now, all of a sudden, Captain McTavish is the guy giving you all the orders.
So it's like a continuation from the first one. He's actually built his way up. He's the experienced one now. He's training up a new cadet.
And that's kind of sad because, even though it was... Well, Gaz dies, but people are still unsure whether Price dies or not. Now I guess he does because Soap's taken his place.
Yeah.
And now you're a new...
Oh, it could
recruit.
Be
a...
You
know what I find really sad?
What's that? The fact that we know this so well?
Did I say sad?
Yeah, you
said sad is the fact that I have not yet taken the opportunity to mention snowmobiles and guns.
Uzis.
Uzis, guns, pistols. That's just cool. Vehicles in
rock climbing.
That's something completely new.
Mountain climbing, yeah. Yeah, that is very new. You can actually
control
vehicles.
Maybe that'll feature in the multiplayer in some respect. Maybe.
That's the first time.
More of a Battlefield kind of game.
I'm hoping they the one flaw that I find that Modern Warfare 1 had was the multiplayer levels way too small.
But that's how they intended it.
Yeah, the multiplayer was something else. If you wanted big open vehicle warfare, you play Halo.
Yeah,
that's why Modern Warfare
Battlefield bad.
But they should have had certain maps for certain things. If you want to be a sniper, and a lot of people do like being a sniper, those small levels and a lot of them just did not. There was only two real levels that you could actually utilize
the
sniper really
maybe
well.
But the game really lent itself for snipers for the fact that if you stood still, people couldn't see it. If you lie down in grass, you were really hard to spot if you were effective enough. So.
Fuck, I love that game. I reckon I should go home and play it right now.
I think maybe it's even Infinity Ward saying, well, you've got Bad Company, you've got Battlefield. They do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do our thing.
Yeah.
We'll try and keep our multiplayer unique to us.
Yep.
With the perk system, with the power-ups, with the fucking stats. And we'll keep it as a small, enclosed, very frantic and very intense team-based multiplayer rather than trying to go out and add vehicles and trying to do what Battlefield has already done.
I remember
speaking of which, have you seen the trailer for Battlefield Bad Company 2?
No,
I have not.
They basically... looks like they're focusing shitloads on multiplayer. The entire trailer is just them.
Haven't we talked about this in another podcast? I think we have.
No, we talked about it, you and me.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about this.
Okay.
No,
but the whole trailer is just about multiplayer, and it looks like they've added a hell of a lot of elements from Battlefield 2 into Bad Company 2. Mm-hmm. So, helicopters now. Well, there was helicopters. I think there's jets as well. There might be jets.
But there was helicopters in Battlefield.
No, but now there's you can revive your teammates using the
defibrillators.
Defibrillators, yes.
It looks like they've just incorporated a hell of a lot of elements from Battlefield 2, which people love, and now brought it over to the console. So I think the multiplayer on that is going to be massive.
Sick,
cool.
And the animation system itself looks even better than before.
That's the one thing I actually didn't like about it.
Are still funny. Even though I haven't even played a single player game yet, I
played halfway through the single player campaign. The one thing I actually didn't like about Battlefield Bad Company was the character animation. I thought it was very stiff in comparison to Call of Duty 4.
Yeah,
but Call of Duty 4 did it so fucking well. Yeah. Like any game's going to look stiff in comparison to it.
Yeah. All right. What other things that we need to mention from E3 quickly?
I'd like to mention a couple of things.
Yep.
Firstly,
what was your biggest disappointment?
Biggest disappointment.
I shall start.
Go.
Capcom. They teased and they teased about they had one game that'd be unannounced, that'd be playable on the show floor, and one game unannounced, which they teased on their Twitter, that was of a current series, and it was not a remake. So everyone's like, holy shit, what could this be? I guessed it, and it came out that was right, and I'm sure a lot of people guessed it as well. It's pretty obvious that the playable game was the westernized Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
I was
suspecting it'd be a lot more westernized, they would have gutted the game, but it turns out they could only, they had to ditch one character, and they're adding in five new characters, which is incredibly awesome. So, yeah, it makes me wish I had a Wii. But but yeah, the big disappointment was the other game. Everyone was losing their shit, thinking, "What could this be? Capcom bringing back a franchise, or like putting something out there?" Everyone thought either Onimusha or Strider. And do you know what it was? Fucking, you wouldn't have even noticed it unless you really looked hard for it. In a slight mention in the Sony conference,
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil for the PSP.
It's not a port. It's not a.
Yeah, it's being made. It's being made from the ground up. A new Resident Evil for the PSP. It's like,
which
for PSP
could
users,
be good.
Yes, but everyone
there's
was
no
expecting
Resident Evil on the PSP.
Everyone was expecting a new, like a franchise that hasn't had a release a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Something new and exciting and awesome. Well, not to say that Resident Evil fans won't be happy with this, but
I'd say the truth, I wasn't even happy with 5, but go on.
Yes. Well,
if anything, they should stop trying to make PS2 and PS3 and Xbox games convert over to the fucking PSP. PSP should stick to games like the DS does, which are suited to its platform.
That's
hopefully
right.
Like fucking Loco Roco, like Patapon, like Exit, like puzzle games,
well,
like platforming
thought,
games.
Even though you didn't like Portable Ops, I thought that was pretty good for that. It split up the Metal Gear gameplay into just tiny little missions. Mm. So you could just bang, bang, play it a little sneaking mission, done, save it, fuck it off.
Yeah.
Cool.
But anyway.
Cool.
So that was right. My little...
Something I wanted to mention? Oh, well, I haven't really got any disappointments from E3.
Cool.
I gotta say, like, Nintendo's always just a constant disappointment, but they didn't disappoint me. They lived up to my expectations of being disappointing, so...
Metroid.
Oh, yeah.
You should actually look at the... I think it might be the latest Penny Arcade... animation.
Yeah, I saw that.
How they're sitting there bitching about them, like the vitality sensor.
They suck.
And they're like,
they
want to
tell
you
me my pulse? Fuck them. They're shit. And Metroid Other M, made by Team Ninja and Nintendo working together. Like, what the fuck?
And their eyes just glaze over. There's giant rainbows and they're always crying.
That's probably my biggest surprise.
Yeah, that was mine as well.
I mean, I was surprised by Metal Gear Solid Rising on the 360, but then they come out with, oh yeah, Team Ninja is working on the next Metroid game. Like,
yeah, if they made a new Metroid...
Really?
Yeah.
The
if
fuck?
They were making a new Metroid game and just Nintendo would be like...
That means Samus is going to have tits.
No, apparently they've restrained themselves.
What?
Everyone said, yeah, they've held back and tried to treat her with as much respect
as
they can.
Oh, come on. The suit's going to come off and her tits are going to fall out and then Ryu's going to come out and fuck her up.
This isn't like fucking Tina or some shit. This is like, you know, Generation 1 Nintendo... classic character. They can't turn her into a fucking slut. Leave that for the internet. They'll do that enough.
These characters need evolution. That's the thing Nintendo don't realise. Mario, Zelda, they've always stayed the fucking same. The only thing that's changed is their appearance.
How much money do Nintendo have?
Fuckloads.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's because they keep shoveling out the same shit to the same.
Yeah.
Like, and
so there's something wrong with their strategy.
No,
clearly.
It's not wrong with
Nintendo
their strategy.
Nintendo are basing all their games off shovelware and nostalgia.
The reason they're doing that is because they realize that people
no
are.
No matter what schlock.
People
release,
are going
to
be kept. People are
going
to be kept on getting pushed out of cunts. All right, they're going to be kept on pushing out of cunts. All right, babies will flourish. Our population is on the rise, which means they have to still appeal to that. So how do they do it? They take what we were appealed to when we were your little fuckwits, and they say, let's beef it up, modern technology, and appeal it to the new
Actually,
little fuckwits that are around.
That's a really good point. Like, all the games are getting more and more mature. Somebody needs to keep making games for kids so we can keep the next generation interested in games so that by the time we're old people, everyone's going to love games.
That's right.
How's that not happening now?
Because they're
yeah,
just releasing
like,
the same
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying, because, well, no. I'm saying, like, maybe that's why, like, Nintendo's kiddie-friendly approach. They're still making, like, Super Mario Galaxy, Zelda, they sort of play the same. Well, that's, well, apart from Super Mario Galaxy, people loved that. But it's like, yeah, they're still fun games. They're not mature games, but they're great fun games. But they're still the same lovable characters because they work, because they fucking worked for us, and they can work for our kids, except your kid can come running up to you going, oh my god, new Mario game, I love Mario, and you'll go down and say, I fucking love Mario too, my son. Come, let's talk about Mario together. I can talk to you about how Mario used to be just, you know, 64 blocks on the screen and shit.
That's what I'm saying. It may be smart. It is very smart, because not only will Mario and Sonic and all those people appeal to our nostalgic factor, but 15 years down the track, they're going to appeal to the fucking little shits today. Their nostalgic factor. They need to be able to create something new. Yeah, create something new.
Yeah, well, Nintendo will choose to do that. The last new decent IP they created was
Pikmin.
Yeah, and even then, I think Pikmin's. I have no interest in Pikmin. I won't say it's crap.
I know people that would strongly disagree with you.
I can't see how anyone would strongly disagree with the fact that I have no interest in Pikmin.
The latest franchise to do well was Animal Crossing.
Yeah, true. And I hate that like balls for other reasons.
Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, moving on. I would like to just mention one thing that impressed me with the show that I think was massively underrated. Yep. MAG. Massive Action Game, or MAG.
I saw footage of that playing from Destructoid, and I thought it was good. I didn't lose my shit over it, but I thought it had the makings of a good game.
I think it looked polished. I think it looked solid. The fact that they have a 256-player multiplayer system working on the PS3.
Fuck.
With squads, with teams, with helicopter pilots. You can set up, what, fucking eight squads of 18 or something? No.
How the fuck are they going to get playing servers?
Playing in one single match.
We're in Australia, so we're not going to get fuck all.
No, it will get them, because this... Actually, I'll bring this up now, because it sort of relates. With Rockstar announcing Agent and saying it's a PS3 exclusive, people ask them, oh, why? Why is this PS3 exclusive? Where other companies would sit there and go, oh, and just make up excuses. Rockstar actually gave them the reason. They said, sometimes you have to make it exclusive, because when you make it exclusive, all of a sudden, it's no longer you that has an interest in the game. All of a sudden, it's Sony's interest as well, because it's exclusive, and they will give you a lot. Marketing, servers, you name it. Think of exclusives like Halo 3. The amount of servers and just attention and any sort of help that Microsoft could give them, they gave Bungie because Halo was their flagship. They knew that Halo was going to sell consoles.
It's their meal ticket.
So MAG will get the same. Sony will give them all sorts... Sony will give Zipper all sorts of benefits. They'll give them servers. They'll give them a space on home. They'll give them... themes, profiles, bundles, all sorts of shit, because they know
of all that,
it looks
solid and it looks good. So you think something like, maybe not as 100% polished as Call of Duty 4, but something up to that level or close to, with a fucking massive amount of players that works, that runs smoothly, that you're all coordinating, if you get every fucking mate that you've got in Xbox Live to be on your team.
That would be cool. That would be epic. But it's not going to be on Xbox, so that can't happen.
No, but I'm talking about numbers. Yeah. Just obviously.
Well, Xbox does have a massive online battle game.
Actually,
it's not all like real time in the one map. But then again, what does that matter? Considering, like in MAG, like you and your squad are going to be taking care of certain areas. You're not going to see the whole battle at once.
No,
there'll be parts of the fight that you'll never see.
Exactly, but
the game I was talking about was Chrome Hounds.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, we're going to have to wrap this up because we're getting onto the hour mark, and I think that's our threshold. If I could have more, I'd stay here, but I have to go and get back to...
pulling your pud.
Yeah, pulling my pud. But before I do, I'd just like to get pissy about one thing. I'm not particularly pissed off about anything to do with E3, because E3 is based on the hardcore gamers market, because people actually focus in on that who actually have an interest in gaming. The people that I have to deal with day in, day out, who come into the game store which I work at, are the people that have no fucking idea what E3 is about. And the small population that do, I have very little time with, because I can't commune with them over the flocks of fuckwits that enter the store. Can I have this Wii Fit? Can I have this DS game? No offense to the DS or Wii users out there who actually enjoy it.
Thank you.
For fuckwits.
But, look, I had a guy come in, and he basically had a 12-year-old kid with him and put a copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on there. And automatically I thought this guy was a fuckwit. One, because he didn't have an next-gen console, and two, because he was buying an MA15-plus rated game for a fucking 12-year-old. You buy your kid San Andreas, they're going to walk around thinking they're a black fuckwit with a gun. All right? I don't give a fuck. I told him that. Not in those words directly.
Of course he did.
No. Not in those words directly, because I would have lost my job. But I told him, it has a lot of violence, has a lot of vulgar language, has a lot of sexual themes. I wouldn't recommend this game. 3 days later, same guy comes in, slams the game on the table, and says to my manager, why did your store let me walk out of this? Why did your employees let me walk out of the store with this game intended for my 12-year-old son? And I turned around and I said, excuse me, I told you, but nothing really. Now, if I could actually do what I really wanted to do to the people that came in and pissed me off to this degree, I'd probably be in jail right now. Because I probably would have swung his kid like a fucking hammer throw.
Well, we'll just stick with calling them walking abortions and move on
cool.
from there.
No worries.
But if I can just get pissy for 1 second, because it's my turn to get pissy. Ah, fuck.
Let's do this.
Mine's a really quick one. It's really straightforward. It's really to the point. Attention, Electronic Arts. Attention, Activision. Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2, Rock Band Unplugged, Rock Band Beatles, Rock Band Lego, Rock Band possibly Green Day, Guitar Hero 3, Guitar Hero 4, Guitar Hero 5, Guitar Hero 80s, Guitar Heroes Hits, Guitar Heroes On Tour, Guitar Heroes Metallica, and Guitar Hero Van Halen. Fucking stop. We get the point. You have online services where we can purchase your songs. Understandably, you want to come out and release hard copy fucking discs for the people who don't have online available, but that's not the point. You're not marketing it to them, you're marketing it to everybody. You're trying to add new features, new gimmicks, more bullshit. Just fucking stop raping the shit out of these franchises like we know you would. Activision, I'm looking at you, cunt. I knew you'd do this. See, like, it's exactly what we expected, but EA and Harmonix, it's not quite what I expected from you to turn around. Rock yeah. Band Beatles?
You
yeah,
can do better.
Okay.
Come on.
Cool, fair enough. Rock Band Lego? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Rock Band Lego? Like, Rock Band Beatles, everyone was appreciative because
Beatles are the greatest rock band.
They well, at least decades, they're adding something. It's amazing music. Beatles, everyone can respect them whether you have taste in metal or techno or whatever.
Yep.
And they're adding four-part harmonies to the vocals.
Oh, yeah.
So every player in the game can sing if they have that ability. So they're giving something and it's respectful.
Yeah.
Fucking Activision's just raping the fuck out. But what the fuck is Lego Rock Band?
Man, I've always had a problem with Rock Band. Not just because of the very simple programming it would require to make the game and how much they fucking sell it off for using shoddy fucking parts. Obviously.
Are you serious?
Of course.
I should slap you.
Are you kidding me?
Are you undermining all the work and all the effort that went into building that game?
Are you joking me?
The amount of motion capture, animation... Oh, yeah, would it be motion capture? Yeah. Motion capture, animation of every single song which they release. Programming it with four instruments to work together, building the instruments, designing the instruments. And those are the instruments. Like, they might break, but fuck, they are designed well.
Man, I'm telling you right now, it would be a lot harder to program a game such as, like, Prototype than to program a game like Rock Band. Because Rock Band, it's one specific...
I understand that, but it's still
it's not hard to program.
Of work.
But it's hard to perfect, and that's what
it's hard to perfect. It's hard to build, and they do it well.
Yeah.
And
but they're making a fucking killing off it. They are, and it's the killer of parties. Seriously,
well,
I really think
it
is the killer.
Of a killing.
It makes parties.
It doesn't make parties. You have four people playing, and fucking another bunch of people.
How many parties have we had where we've had a fucking amazing time, just like wandering around? Then someone says, "Oh, there's four people playing," and you jump in. Then like the last party we had, there was 18 people in the lounge room. While Rock Band was on, all singing to the same song. I remember that. You can't say it's the killer
look,
of parties.
I've never been a big fan.
Besides, this is my podium to get pissy.
Yeah, true. And I'm getting pissy at you for actually supporting the thing you're getting pissy about.
I'm pissy about the companies raping their franchises like they always do. Just fucking pull your thumbs out of your
ass. That's true. I agree. They could everything that they're doing, you could download off live. And if they really wanted to do it, they could organize it so, like, people could spend the same amount on all the fucking hard copy discs that they're going out and buying, like Metallica, Aerosmith, all that shit, to get a fucking Xbox Live account or a fucking PS3 online account and just fucking download everything.
Yeah, you don't need a fucking Guitar Hero Metallica. You need a Guitar Hero fucking Metallica pack to download, like the Chili's album and all that other shit that they release on Rock Band. Release full albums, release promos, and release extra content, be it characters or guitars or levels or whatever, through the game. Don't release fucking disc after disc after.
And if they want to make, if they want to make a rock band, make it fucking realistic. Don't take out the fuck words. Make one for us, all right? Make one where
rate the songs as mature. Have a content filter on it or something. Where you
and not just that, but actually put a career mode where you actually have to make decisions as a band. Basically, you have to pick whether you want to fucking have this line of heroin or whether you want to fucking go out and snort coke off the bitch's tits.
Of course.
No, that would be fucking cool, all right? If you can fucking do it.
You can like have a.
That's insane. Fantasy land with his rape games.
Look, there's enough drug use and all that kind of shit in games these days where they could actually get away with doing something like that. Rock band realism. That's what they should fucking call it. Because all rock bands go out and do that after you finish the game.
Heroin Hero.
Band Nirvana.
Chase that little pink
you should dragon. Be able to. Yeah. You should,
rock band Nirvana.
You should be able to fucking make managerial position.
Penny Arcade did the joke of that as well.
Yeah.
The shotgun with
anyway,
five guns on it. But yes, I just
your turn to get pissed.
Alright, I'm gonna get pissy on one thing and one thing alone.
And get pissed. I don't want to see you sitting back.
This
I want you to get into it.
Well,
fuck
this is
you're not playing Prototype right now.
Well, that, but something else. But this is gonna be very short and sweet, and I'm sure everyone here can
loud.
Agree with me. Activision, I'm talking to you. If your dick fuckery causes Brutal Legend to be banned, no, not banned, if it causes it to be delayed, withheld, or stopped altogether, I don't care if it's delayed a fucking day, I will fucking come down on you like the wrath of 1,000 metal gods. I swear to fucking God, you ditched Brutal Legend, for fuck's sake. Now, EA picked it up and said, hey, we recognize this is a great game and everyone wants to play it. It is the first game that I know of that is treating metal with the love and respect that it deserves. And now you've come along, I believe as EA described it, as a husband who drops their wife and then tries to sue them because they've hooked up with a better looking man. Drop it. Fucking drop it. I swear to God, you cunts make enough money as it is milking the fucking blood out of your own franchises. Like, how many Tony Hawks? You killed Tony Hawk. Now look, now you got him standing on a little piece of plastic. Look what we reduced the man to. The man who created the 900, you have peddling plastic to children. You have your murdering Guitar Hero, which invented a genre all on its own. You stole it from Harmonix and are still raping their child in front of them. And now you look to do the same to Brutal Legend.
Yeah, well, I believe they sued EA as well over Rock Band. So,
yeah, but they got thrown out of court.
Exactly, so the same thing will happen here.
You know what?
They damn well better because Tim Schafer... He has had so like
if anything, it'll get this game more publicity, which it needs because it's a great game.
You know what? I've decided that I'm just going to stop gaming. I'm getting more pissed off.
Get the fuck off this podcast.
I am. I've decided that the gaming franchise, like the gaming market, has pissed me off more than it actually has pleased me. All right.
Really?
So fuck you all. Suck 72 cocks. I'm going. I don't give a fuck. That's the end of this podcast forever.
All right. He's
thank
going.
You very much.
He going?
He's gone. Oh. He's kicking shit in my room. All right. That is the final episode featuring Dylan.
Apparently.
The Refused Classification podcast. I've been your supporting host, Dan Mazza.
And and I've been your supporting host, Puppy Licks.
And that was your host, Mr. Dillinger.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have him.
Giving up gaming completely. Get the fuck out. Get out.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Reminder, try to add the Refuse Classification profile.
Yeah, add that
Puppy
Licks
profile.
And
shit. If not, we'll come to your house and get a dog up.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed our E3 show. Next week or next fortnight, we'll be back to normal shenanigans, which is not really normal, but fuck
yeah. Yeah. Yes, we're planning a special podcast for
the
our next episode. So
you swear you lose episode will be next week. So until then... Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Such a
chicken. This is the part where we say something funny. Oh, 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 oh.
Teabag! Teabag the bike! Teabag!
Shut up.